Brock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning, man. What's up?
What's up, you ace? All right, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, NASA has worked with a company to create a cologne that supposedly smells like space. Oh. And now it looks like they've pulled it off as they're testing and releasing Eau de Space. Eau de Space.
See, all right, I'll hit it right before you do because I know where this is going. You know, you can wear that cologne when you find your alien chick that you wanted to hook up with all this whole time. Because every time we talk about aliens, you end up talking about doing one.
I wasn't gonna bring up aliens at all. I'm strictly reporting the news here, Hunter. That's all I'm doing. Why would you assume that just because we're talking about space, that some point in time I would bring up a hot alien babe that I would try and sleep with?
Just, I don't know. I don't have no idea why I would think
you
that.
Know, shame on you, sir. Shame. Here I am just trying to read a nice story about smelling like space, and you have to go take it to that.
I'm sorry. I apologize right off the bat.
You should. You know what? And if my hot alien babe girlfriend was here, you'd have to apologize to her, too, okay? Because that's just rude. It's just rude.
I'm sorry.
Astronauts. Hey,
you know what? We could take a turn in this, though. Here's another opinion I got. I think this is trash. I think it's BS. Because who the hell knows what space smells like?
Well, see, that's
very few people.
Astronauts suggest that space smells like a mix of gunpowder, seared steak, raspberries, and rum.
What?
That's what astronauts say. That's what they're saying.
So they're up there, and they're like, raspberries, gunpowder. What was the other ones? I forgot.
Steak, seared steak.
Steak, seared steak. Yeah, yeah. Not just regular seared steak. And
rum.
I don't know what the rum. Oh, yeah, rum.
Yeah.
It's just, come on.
Now, what kind of rum? Coconut rum or spiced rum? That's right. That's a difference. That's a big difference in smell. Yeah, I didn't think there's no oxygen there in space. It's a vacuum. How can things smell like anything? Am I right?
And here's another thing. You're just not out in space smelling stuff. You got a helmet on. You can't just float around and smell things because you die, remember?
You can't stop and smell the space, right? I don't think you can.
So maybe it's like space helmet. It's the space helmet smell.
That's what they're smelling?
That's what the gunpowder is because
it's just in there.
And the guy who was testing this suit had just eaten a steak and drank some rum.
Is that the astronaut? Before he did his spacewalk, he had a nice big T-bone and some rum, and he's like, all right, time to go out into space. Smells out here.
Right.
Either way, you can look for Ode to Space hitting shelves soon, and I'm totally buying a bottle so I can bang some aliens. That's what I'm doing.
I'm still saying it's BS, because here's another reason. NASA is reaching for money right now. They need funding. And what better way to get funding than sell space cologne?
Yeah,
you know,
it's what Buzz Aldrin wears. He wears Ode to Space
as he punches guys in the face. That's what he's wearing.
God, you smell great, Buzz. Wham! What'd you say?
He's the one who punched the guy, right?
I think it was him. Yeah. Either way,
the guy's like, you never landed on the moon. You didn't go to the moon. Pow!
Just punched him right in the face,
right in the nose. The guy had kind of stuttered too.
You punched
me. Yeah.
Yeah, like
old man.
75-year-old Buzz Aldrin just smoked a guy in the face.
Just boom some guy.
Straight. What'd you say?
Boom.
Love it.
Or maybe his is Buzz.
Buzz. Buzz. I love it. Punching people. All right. Lastly, according to a new survey, 16% of Americans think it's okay to start drinking on non-working days, mind you, at noon. 13% think we should wait until 6 p.m., but 10% disagree and admit that drinking before 10 a.m. is no problem on vacation. So I usually try and wait till noon, but there has been occasions where it's like, it's 10 o'clock. I might as well start drinking, you know?
Yeah, see, I'm not even saying 10 is bad. See, here's the thing. Here's the trick. Here's what you're not thinking about. The earlier, the better, because it gives you more time later to sober up for the next day if you have to go to work the next day. If you have vacation, though, I guess you can drink all night.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you start drinking at 6, when you get that buzz, it's going to be like 8 o'clock, 8:30.
Yep.
And then what happens when you get that buzz? You drink more.
And then you ruin
and then it doesn't stop.
A full day of vacation because you're hungover. Oh, yeah, we've all been there. Mm-hmm. I will say, though, too, there have been times. Airports, for me, are a glorious place because it's just there's no rules. You can go to a Wolfgang Puck Express and get a beer at 6 o'clock in the morning at an airport, and it's glorious. So there's been times, Kiki and I, whether it was our honeymoon or just taking vacation, where it's like, well, I'm at the airport. I might as well start drinking. It's 7:30 in the morning. People are like, what is this guy saying? Like, don't worry, I'm just the pilot. It's fine. I'm allowed to do this. We're okay. We're okay. I'm just
a call pilot.
Exactly. Exactly. And the planes fly themselves nowadays. You're fine.
I actually pour the drinks for the pilot. That's my job.
That's my job. Well, he can't be making a Shirley Temple or a Long Island iced tea while he's flying the plane. Right. Come on.
What, do you want to die?
Yeah. Come on, we're being responsible airmen, okay?
Which they don't serve drinks on airplanes anymore right now, do they?
I think you can do certain ones, but I don't know if it's like full on. There's like certain things you can't do. I think they all got to be like sealed or something like
planes,
that.
Planes suck now.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the 70s with lawn chairs and cigarettes.
Yeah, they had a little tray for your cocaine. It was great.
Jesus.
Excuse me, miss. Could I get a straw? Stewardess, could I get a straw, please? Oh, for your drink? No, for my cocaine. For my cocaine. There you go. That's your morning dump.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock